Ethan Allen helped found Vermont in the late 1700s, and more than two centuries later, his name remains part of the state's identity. For most Vermonters, Allen's name invokes the state's motto of freedom and unity. But historical documents are shedding new light on a more complicated past. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, members of Ethan Allen's immediate family enslaved two black people at a home in Burlington. And now religious leaders are asking Vermonters to confront their state's role in the sins of the nation's past.
I'm standing with Rabbi Amy Small at the corner of Main Street and St. Paul in downtown Burlington. There's a reason we chose to meet at this particular spot this evening.
Explain to folks the historical significance of this spot we're at right now.
The common myth in the state of Vermont is that this was a state in which there were no enslaved individuals. But in fact, there were.
Vermont prides itself on being the first state to abolish slavery. In fact, research conducted by several historians suggests that between 50 and 150 people were enslaved in the state.
And two enslaved individuals, at the end of the 18th century, early 19th century, were in a home right here where Ski Rack now lives.
Those enslaved individuals were a mother and son named Lavinia and Francis Parker. And the woman who held them in bondage, Lucy Caroline Allen Hitchcock, was the daughter of Ethan Allen, the founding father of Vermont.
And that's a hard pill to swallow, but it's part of the history that we have to recognize and repair.
Ethan Allen is best known as a military leader during the Revolutionary War. He was also a businessman of considerable means who had several black servants, though it's unclear from historical records whether they were formally enslaved. Allen's family's participation in the institution of slavery is recounted in a 2014 book by University of Vermont professor Harvey Amani Whitfield. More recently, Vermont historian Jeff Potash decided to pin down the precise spot where Lavinia and Francis Parker lived. He combed Burlington's historical records for a document that had the address for the Allen Hitchcock home. Turns out the street names were different back then, so Potash used an 1830 map of the city to triangulate the home's present-day location.
Then Maine is now St. Paul, and then Lafayette is now Maine, and effectively we were at the corner of St. Paul and Main Street, which put us at the location of the ski rack on that particular side. And so just a matter of putting some pieces together.
Potash's detective work wasn't merely academic. He's president of the Ojave Zedek Synagogue, where Rabbi Amy Small serves, and the congregation wanted to honor the memory of Lavinia and Francis Parker by placing commemorative plaques at the last known location where they lived. Those plaques are called stopping stones, and they're part of a project founded by another Ojave Zedek member named Paul Growall.
We want people to stop and reflect that these were individual people who had agency, they had loves, they had lives, and they made enormous contributions.
Growald modeled stopping stones after an initiative in Germany, where brass plaques had been placed at the last known residences of victims of the Holocaust.
In contrast to Germany, we've avoided and repressed and often denied the history of slavery in our own country.
Growald has installed 30 stopping stones in 5 states so far, and next month, Growald will unveil brass plaques honoring Lavinia and Francis Parker outside the ski rack. Rabbi Amy Small says the project is 3 years in the making, and she says in the beginning at least, Ojave Zedek was running the show.
And then in the middle of that process, one day I woke up and said, wait a minute, this is all wrong. We need the leaders of the African American community who will work with us to lead on this project.
So she enlisted her friend, Reverend Arnold Thomas.
Hello, Peter.
Reverend Thomas, I presume?
Yeah.
Who serves as pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Jericho.
Come on in.
Thank you for your hospitality. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
Reverend Thomas is the first African-American pastor to serve as denominational leader for the United Church of Christ in Vermont. In 2018, his congregation began hosting a series of forums on racism in America. He says the Stopping Stones Project was a natural progression of that conversation.
It expands the narrative of Vermont's history. And there is a dark side of our history that we have to accept, embrace. And knowing this, where do we go from here to address who we are today, to address the lingering elements of racism and the lingering elements of segregation.
By delving into that dark side of Vermont's history, Thomas says the state can undo the erasure of the African-American residents who called this state home.
For me, it resurrects the dead, you might say, and to use religious language. It resurrects the lives of individuals who have long been seen as non-existent.
By honoring the humanity of those individuals, Thomas says, Vermont sets the stage for a larger conversation about how to repair the harm that's been done.
We're in this pit together. We're in this pit together. And somehow, from knowing where we've come and sharing that awareness, sharing that identity, we can together form ways of pulling ourselves out of this pit.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.